A glow-worthy meditation. Calling in the big guns. I remember being with my mentor, Crystal, that I've talked to you guys about so much throughout the book, and she said to me, sometimes you just have to know that you have to call in the big guns. What are the big guns? The big guns is it's hard to talk about, right? Like, it's like defining God and energy. But this is the idea that we're working with the ego. And another way of defining the ego is our limited sense of self, our limited sense of perspective and consciousness. And it's usually highly self-absorbed. And it's not like in a narcissism way. We're all self-focused. That's the nature of this particular part of our psyche. And so we don't need to feel bad and demonize it, but to just really recognize it. And this state of consciousness of ego tends to see things as really limited. And we tend to have the perspective that we had yesterday and the day before and the day before. And we could even go back through our whole life and even lifetimes. Often our lineage is also a big part of this, the way our ancestors saw reality as well. So calling in the big guns, you can think of it as calling in the highest aspects of your own psyche. That might be a way you can approach it. And so we're solving problems and opening ourselves to solutions that are coming from a different consciousness than the small egoic center that probably created the problem itself. Another more, quote, spiritual way of thinking of this is that you're calling in your connection, your personal connection to God, to the divine. Some of you out there are Christians, and this would be Jesus, God the Father, or Mother Mary. Many of us may not feel like we even have a connection to God or Spirit, and so it may be really a patient practice right now of opening to what shows up. Whatever that is, know that each and every tradition that I've studied says that there are indeed unseen forces all around us that want to help. And I remember one of my first yoga teachers, A.G. Mohan, saying that God will take 1,000 steps towards you, but you have to take the first step towards Him. There is a reason why the Yoga Sutras list many intricate breathwork practices, meditations, and contemplations, only to remind us that these practices may not be needed if we can just surrender our hearts to God. I know for me, there are days when that feels really easy, and other days where it feels super hard, and there are days when I feel super connected to the divine, and there are days when I feel like the divine has abandoned me. That is the nature of the relationship. There's a sense inside of us of being connected and then apart. So here's a basic outline that has helped me, and my mentor Crystal gave it to me, and it's really helped me cultivate a felt deeper connection to God. Number one, use one of the meditations we've done throughout this time together to get grounded, to get in your body. Knowing that feeling your head and heart and womb and legs soften, open and receptive, that helps us get into a state where we can be able to receive this big guns support. Maybe you'll use one of the breath practices to get you there as well. When you feel a little more relaxed and embodied, it's super simple. If you want, you can put your hands on your heart. You can bow your head in prayer. You just ask with full humility and full realness. That's important. Be yourself. There's no need for any holy words or perfect prayers. It's just full humility and realness and ask, please, divine guidance, please come. Please come. Please be with me here now at this moment. Help me be with myself. Help me be with all the hard stuff in myself and my life. Please be with me here now. And you may have any variation on this prayer. And tune your attention to the support in the silence of your mind. As you pray this prayer, can you feel what starts to happen in your heart, in your mind, in your body? For me, I'm quite willful and stubborn, and I think my intellect can get me there, and I have to do this over and over and over again. Please be here with me. Let me feel, see, know what needs to be known. Opening your heart again and again to whatever arises. Become even more receptive to that guidance. Be patient and have faith.